a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I have the pleasure of calling this meeting of Senate State Affairs to order this morning. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Hanson, Heineken, Newsom, Olson,
Here. Ask for a motion to approve the minutes. Mm-hmm. Motion, second. Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. We have two bills on the agenda this morning. First bill is House Bill 1138. Work closed for committee discussion and or action. We've got the bill. I believe we've had an amendment that has been presented to us. Closed for committee action and or discussion.
Which one?
House Bill 1138. Does everyone have a copy of the amendment? I'll make certain that that was distributed. Senator?
Well, maybe someone on the committee can help me. I went back through this again this weekend, and I asked myself this question. What does 1138 give us the power to do that cannot currently be done under state law? And I'm not clear about that. I don't know if a member of the committee could answer that for me.
Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 1138 predominantly...
Deborah, if you'd be kind enough to introduce
sure.
yourself.
Sure. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Deb Peters, District 9, serving Hartford, Crookston, North Sioux Falls. Senator Heideprim, House Bill 1138 starts the process of the certification process for these research parks. If you do nothing else with House Bill 1138, I would ask that we could start with the certification process for the research parks through through the Department of Tourism and State Development.
Mr. Chairman.
Questions, members of the committee? Senator Heideprim.
Certifies to whom and for what purpose? I mean, does that qualify you for something to obtain certification? That's what I'm struggling with.
Mr. Chair, if I might. The certification process is similar for the research parks as it would be for the certification for our technology incubators. It just gets us to the next level of the ball game. It helps us if you are certified, then it allows you access potentially to more grants. It adds that one more level of validity to the process.
Questions, members of the committee? Discussion and/or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Knutson.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Amendment 1138 SD with the exception that in making my motion, I would eliminate sections 4 and 5 from that amendment, which relates to issuing bonds. So I would propose 1138 SD without its sections 4 and 5.
We have a motion to amend. It's amendment 1138 SD with the exception of section 4 and section 5. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment passes. That then brings us to 1138 as amended. Discussion? Senator Knutson.
I would move due pass.
We have a due pass motion, Senator Knutson. We have a second, Senator Olson. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there discussion? It is a due pass motion. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Trubach-Berry?
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Gester.
Aye. House Bill 1138 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Sorry, a title amendment.
Yes, there is a title amendment needed on this, so I'd move that.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Title amendment passes. That then brings us to House Bill 1060. House Bill 1060 closed for committee discussion and or action.
Two amendments.
Yep, House Bill 1060, closed for discussion and our action.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry for the momentary confusion on my part. I have an amendment that I'd like to distribute to the committee and also have some extra copies to be distributed. I think in this amendment, Mr. Chair, represents... in my mind, a fair balance between the various positions people have taken on this bill. Senate Bill 195 represents an opportunity for South Dakota to reform one of our major economic development programs. I think when we create these programs, it's important to remember that incentive programs are in actual effect a payment of tax dollars to private businesses, and it's important that an economic development incentive program actually make a difference. It's a waste if we're really spending taxpayer money on businesses that were already coming into South Dakota for whatever reason. So we need to reform the current process and make it more targeted, more effectively, needs to make a genuine difference in whether or not a company is making a decision to expand or locate in South Dakota. That's what would make the program fair to our taxpayers and citizens. The amendment in front of you strikes a fair balance, in my mind, between the Senate version of Senate Bill 195 and the industry proposal. And I know that some people in the industry feel they haven't been heard, but I know that in my own case, I've talked to several of them on numerous occasions. My door's always been opened, and I think you'll see the amendment makes several adjustments from what the Senate passed in 195, which are along the lines proposed by industry. The amendment accepts industry's positions in four particular areas. One, it has a single rate for the entire scale on the refund from $10 million up to its top. Second, it keeps that single rate for the life of the program, does not have a step-down rate for fiscal year 2012. Third, it sunsets at December 31, 2012, not in the middle of a construction season. And fourth, it does include pipelines. That's a difficult concession from my standpoint, but one which I thought represented a step toward compromise. It differs from industry in three ways. One, it uses a 50% rate rather than a 55% rate. Two, it has a cap of $400 million. This is down from $500 million. That's a carefully crafted number designed to capture virtually every project in the queue. Third, it uses a paid and incurred standard on costs when you're trying to decide what law or what refund percentage applies, but does give a grandfather to projects that started before January 1, 2010. I think this grandfather issue is a very important one because it's an area with significant potential for abuse. The bill continues the concept of having a 10% of the old refund amount into the ready fund. I think this amendment represents a good balance between effective incentive programs and fairness to our taxpayers. Gives the Ready Fund a small but important boost in its resources and gives the next administration the opportunity to craft a program for large projects. It also actually improves that area in the $10 to $40 million range from 40% to 50% in the refund amount. This is the area that I think has the most reality to our local development corporations, to our communities. I mean, that's really, again, in my mind, the sweet spot of economic development where the projects create real jobs. So I would encourage the committee to adopt House to adopt Amendment 1060 FB. I would note for the committee's information that the House State Affairs Committee adopted what is commonly known as the industry amendment, which featured a 55% rate, a unlimited amount, no caps, and it did not include Ready Fund, at least as I read the amendment, and I think included, I couldn't tell for certain, I think included a total grandfather. So if you started the your project before July 1, you had the you were receiving up to a 90% refund, although I was a little, I might be wrong in the total grandfather issue. But with that recap, I'd be glad to try and answer questions, but I think this is what the committee ought to do with 1060. This is probably an issue that's destined for a conference committee.
We have an amendment, 1060 FB. Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion, second, discussion? Senator Heiderprom.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there are certainly parts of the amendment to like and parts that I don't much care for. This continues to keep pipelines ineligibility for the refund. My preference would be to draw a bright line in terms of the types of projects that really require an incentive, and I think we all know that. I think everybody here knows that TransCanada did not need an incentive to build in South Dakota. That's quite apart from the fact that they have established an increase in property that has resulted in an increase in property taxes. That's a good thing. That also would have happened anyway. That is not a reason to hemorrhage through the Treasury of additional tax dollars for TransCanada. I guess I can support this if we can make a change, and that is Section 19. Section 19 is the last section of the bill which allows, probably, it says it will not exceed $10 million in any fiscal year to go to the Ready Fund. I think in all probability it's more like $1 million and change. But it's interesting to me that as both sides in this process talk about ways to patch together a budget, and frankly that's what brings us here to consider, I think, both 196 and 1060. We're talking about eliminating meth treatment programs, and we're talking about eliminating tobacco cessation, and we're talking about deaf kids and all sorts of things that we all think are important. And now we're taking $1 million and putting it in the Ready Fund instead of directing it into those important projects. If the object of this is to make tax policy more sensible and at the same time fix the budget problems we have on a temporary basis, then adding $1 million to the bottom line of the Ready Fund seems to me not to be the way to go. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would move to amend the amendment. But actually, the amendment has not been adopted, has it?
No, it has not.
Okay. I would move to amend the amendment by deleting Section 19. And if that were to pass, I could support the amendment.
Help me understand. I think there is section not 18. A Section 18. Okay, thank you.
You know, I've got Section 19. Maybe I have an old draft. Yeah, Gary's got 19 and Nancy has 18.
I have 18.
Yeah, anyway, it's a section dealing with money going to the Ready Fund.
Okay, we have an amendment to the amendment, amending Section 18 completely out. Is that correct? Do I understand that?
That's correct.
Okay, we have a motion to amend the amendment. Is there a second? I presume there is. We have a motion. We have a second. Yes.
Just for clarification, we have a proposed amendment that's not been acted on, so wouldn't this be a substitute motion?
Mr. Chairman, it's appropriate to make a motion to amend the pending amendment. That's what I've done.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. The motion is to amend the amendment. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, first, I would certainly confess with Senator Heiderprem, there are parts of this amendment I don't like, but I think it's the right balance. I think Section 18 on the Ready Fund is an important part of our economic incentive. I think the 10% limit, and I agree with Senator Heiderprem that the actual number probably is very unlikely to exceed $1 million or slightly more than that. But I guess I would encourage the committee to, I guess, just think carefully, vote your own views on this amendment. It is not an essential part of the proposal, but I think it is a positive thing for economic development.
We have an amendment to the amendment. Is there a discussion? Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Heiderprem?
Aye.
Knudsen?
No.
Bolson?
No.
Roden?
No.
Kerbach-Berry?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Dempster?
No. Amendment to the amendment fails. That brings us to the original amendment 1060FB. Is there additional discussion? Senator Heiderprem.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that's a really important part of this legislation. I'm disappointed that it wasn't adopted. To me, it's really, really important that we get our priorities straight. Right now, our priorities are not the Ready Fund so much as other critical programs in South Dakota. And by the vote that we just had, I assume the committee's saying, no, we think the Ready Fund is more important than those other items in state government that I ticked off just a beginning list for. And so I'm opposed to the legislation now.
We have Amendment 1060FB. 1060FB, the motion is due pass the amendment. Is there discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment 1060FB passes. That then brings us to House Bill 1060FB as amended. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gray.
Well, I think what Senator Knuth and I can agree on is that this is destined for conference committee based on what we're about to pass and what the House passed this morning. Like Senator Knuth and Senator Heiderprem, I have concerns. My concerns tend to be more on the caps. And honestly, my other concern that we really haven't addressed much is the wind projects out there and eliminating or reducing the incentives for wind. And so I do have those two concerns. On the ready issue, I didn't know I was coming up here to talk about the budget this morning, but I suspect, and I'll just point out to everybody, this bill with the ready in it will take two-thirds, and I suspect that by the time we get it off the floor, it will not have that section on it.
House Bill 1060 is amended. Additional discussion? Motion is do pass. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
No.
Hansen?
No.
Heiderprem?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Kerbach-Berry?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye. House Bill 1060 passes to the floor, as amended, passes to the floor with a due pass amendment, a title amendment. Motion, second. All those in favor? Opposed? Title amendment passes. Senator Knudsen.
One item. I can't remember. On 1138, was there any opponent testimony? Because I guess it seems to me this is a candidate for the consent calendar as it sits today.
I do not recall that there was. We have a motion.
Sir, I would move consent on 1138.
We have a motion. We have a second. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1138 moves to the consent calendar. Very quickly, before we amend, we do have small gifts coming your way. Sherry and David, you've done a remarkable job. I've got a sneaking suspicion that this is our last meeting of Senate State Affairs this session, and ask for a round of applause for you both. And with that, a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Knutson.
Well, I do think at some point we ought to perhaps try and schedule a meeting for summer studies. I know one of the bills which we which did not make it through this committee was to separate the Department of Military Affairs and Veterans Affairs, and the argument against that was primarily that this was a prerogative of the executive board. I think probably, I'm guessing a majority of the committee, but maybe I'm wrong, but a significant number of the committee feel like we ought to strongly recommend that to the executive board, and I don't know if you want to try and schedule one more meeting to do that, but I do think that making that recommendation would be appropriate for this committee.
I'd be delighted to schedule our, this being our second to our last meeting, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Motion, second. Discussion, all those in favor? Opposed? We stand adjourned.